Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 26th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Fitness trackers will step aside as smartwatches and hearables drive the sales of wearables over the next 5 years. CSS Insight has released a report that predicts smartwatch sales will grow steadily to reach 140 million units sold in 2022, nearly double the 71 million in 2017. Fitness trackers, on the other hand, fell to 40 million units, about 23% below the peak in 2016. The Apple Watch continues to dominate the market, selling a reported 16 million units in 2017. 1Password, the password managing app, has introduced a new proof of concept feature that alerts you when you use a compromised password. The feature integrates a new service that was released earlier this week by web security expert Troy Hunt called Pwn Passwords, which lets users check to see if a password they are using has already been leaked onto the internet. The database has over 500 million passwords that have been compiled from previous breaches. Numerous versions of the Mirai IoT bot malware have surfaced since the creators of the original code, one of whom is a former Rutgers University student, first released it in September 2016. The latest iteration of Mirai is dubbed OMG and turns infected IoT devices into proxy servers while also retaining the original's malware's distributed denial-of-service attack capabilities. Self-driving cars that back up their computerized system with a remote human operator instead of a fallback driver at the wheel could be tested on California roads as early as April, the State Department of Motor Vehicles said. Relying on a remote human operator who could control multiple autonomous vehicles from miles away is a step that will allow a path to profitability in the new field of self-driving technology by eliminating California's requirements for in-car minders. This week will be the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, so expect a lot of mobile devices and news during this week. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.